Celia and Tolland visited countless clinics and hospitals, consulting with specialists. The answer was always the same. Incurable. I will not accept that. Tolland immediately quit his job at Scripps Institute, forgot all about the NBC documentary, and focused all of his energy and love on helping Celia get well. She fought hard, too, bearing the pain with a grace that only made him love her more. He took her for long walks on Kingman Beach, made her healthy meals, and told her stories of the things they would do when she got better. But it was not to be. Only 7 months had passed when Michael Tolland found himself sitting beside his dying wife in a Stark hospital ward. He no longer recognized her face. The savageness of the cancer was rivaled only by the brutality of the chemotherapy. She was left a ravaged skeleton. The final hours were the hardest. "Michael," she said, her voice raspy, "it's time to let go." "I can't." Tolland's eyes welled. "You're a survivor," Celia said. "You have to be. Promise me you'll find another love." "I'll never want another." Tolland meant it. "You'll have to learn." Celia died on a crystal clear Sunday morning in June. Michael Tolland felt like a ship torn from its moorings and thrown adrift in a raging sea, his compass smashed. For weeks he spun out of control. Friends tried to help, but his pride could not bear their pity. "You have a choice to make," he finally realized. "Work or die." Hardening his resolve, Tolland threw himself back into Amazing Seas. The program, quite literally, saved his life. In the 4 years that followed, Tolland's show took off. Despite the matchmaking efforts of his friends, Tolland endured only a handful of dates. All were fiascos or mutual disappointments. So Tolland finally gave up and blamed his busy travel schedule for his lack of social life. His best friends knew better, though. Michael Tolland simply was not ready.